The alarm was first sounded online with comments by local residents on community groups. Not happy with this news, wrote Johanna Abrahamsa of Fonthill. I just read on Facebook that there will be an entrance fee at St. John's Conservation Area. If it is true, may I register a strong disagreement with that idea. It makes me very unhappy, as I consider it one of our treasures. On November 28, Pelham councillor Shelley Nisnik wrote on Facebook, in caps, NPCA has confirmed that St. John's and Rockwood Conservation Areas are being fitted with pay admission booths. The exchanges prompted a response from Pelham regional councillor Diana Hoosen, who sits on the NPCA Board of Directors. The NPCA website has paid parks and free parks noted under our Nature Pass page, she wrote. You'll note that St. John's is listed as always free access. Later, Hoosen posted a correction to her statement. I've connected with the NPCA, and have some clarification, she wrote. They are installing admission arms which will regulate access to St. John's. There will be times where the park will have open and free access. Other times will require a nature pass. They are implementing this policy next season because we need to better monitor access to the park due to an escalation of vandalism. Unfortunately, not everyone who uses the park is kind or respectful of the features or surroundings. We also need a funding mechanism to invest back in the park. Funding has been restricted over the years and properties such as this require investment to maintain long-term structural needs but also to make improvements. Hoosen asserted that the NPCA will be collecting feedback publicly to determine where we can tweak and adjust some of the changes, adding that their website had not yet been updated under the Nature Pass as the policy has not changed for this season. It makes me very unhappy, as I consider it one of our treasures. I've let them know that we need some additional communications to help residents understand the changes and timelines. Many local residents and politicians are not pleased with the NPCA policy shift on St. John's, viewing it as effectively a regressive tax on those who can least afford it. Citizens have commented that if additional funding is required at the park, it should come from provincial coffers, not users' pockets. Longtime users of St. John's have also indicated that they have not seen significant vandalism at the facility. Pelham Mayor Marvin Junkin did not mince words. I was extremely disappointed by this NPCA announcement of paid entry into the St. John's Conservation Area, from both my perspective as an avid user, and as a regional councillor, he said. Whenever I use this facility, I am amazed at the number of seniors that take leisurely strolls around the pond, and in the warmer months, the number of young families that enjoy the abundant wildlife in and around the pond. Many of these users would find it difficult to pay a fee, be it daily or yearly, to enjoy their outings. As a regional councillor, I would have thought that it would have been far more prudent of the NPCA to have given regional council a heads up on these actions, so perhaps we could have arrived at a different conclusion together. There seem to be several options coming forward, so I will remain somewhat optimistic that all users will be able to continue to enjoy this jewel located within our boundaries. Pelham councillor Wayne Olson said that, after COVID, we know that outdoor exercise is potent medicine, and many people have evolved comfortably into including daily exercise into their personal habitual health regime. Parking fees will restrict use. I'm worried about citizens who are experiencing painful loneliness and uncomfortable isolation. They will suffer in silence from losing an exercise choice. I'm worried that the accumulating fees will eventually deter users. It's not as if there is a transportation alternative. The users will arrive by car or active transportation or they don't arrive at all. The move to parking fees is a large-scale policy decision that deserves transparency. There needs to be a balance between efficiency and quality, and I would like to know that consideration was given to the impact on the people who always suffer first. Hoosen also expressed regret at the NPCA decision. I was disappointed to learn of the intention to pilot a mix of paid and free access next year at St. John's, as paid parking was not discussed by the board, she said. I believe the confusion this week stemmed from information shared via social media, as opposed to an official communication from the organization, which could have provided clarity on the proposed changes, the rationale, and the timeline. I understand the need to monitor access to the site and better fund our operational needs, however this beautiful outdoor space provides many community benefits regardless of a visitor's financial capacity. Reflecting on this, I think there's an opportunity to investigate this decision and have asked the issue to be raised at our board meeting in December for further consideration. Jeffrey Sinibaldi, the manager for strategic business planning and public relations at NPCA, said that the upgrades to the St. John's Conservation Area will improve the visitor experience at the site and achieve NPCA's commitments to climate change, accessibility, and active transportation with the addition of low-impact development features, enhanced parking and accessibility options, and EV charging stations. Better managed access will also help to restrict unauthorized activities and non-permitted behavior to improve the overall public safety of the site. To ensure the responsible year-round management of the protected area for public access and enjoyment, NPCA also plans to introduce automated gates for paid parking at the site in the spring of 2024. Sinibaldi asserted that St. John's will always have free access for walk-up visitors and users that access the site by bike or other modes of active transportation. Free park passes are also available through the local libraries. However, these passes are limited in both availability and duration. Only 4 NPCA passes are available for checkout between the Fonthill and Fenwick branches, and must be returned within a week. There is a waiting list for them in summer months. To ensure the responsible year-round management of the protected area for public access and enjoyment, NPCA also plans to introduce automated gates for paid parking at the site in the spring of 2024. In the interim, said Sinibaldi, the site will remain free to access for the next several months. NPCA is also planning to implement a pilot project at St. John's to continue to grant free daily access during off-peak hours from dawn to 9 a.m. We welcome and encourage our valued visitors to support our conservation areas by purchasing a Nature Plus pass to access St. John's and other paid NPCA sites such as Balls Falls and Binbrook Conservation Areas, said Sinibaldi. Annual passes are $135, and are valid for 12 months. NPCA Day passes, which can be used at multiple parks, are also available for $14.50. These revenues help to support the enhancement of our conservation parks, which includes the upkeep of trails, fences and stairs, as well as the maintenance of natural areas and visitor amenities like improved parking lots, bridges and benches, interpretive signs and safety features. These fees enable us to reinvest in our parks to keep them accessible, sustainable and safe. When asked why there was no public consultation prior to the decision to impose fees at St. John's, Sinibaldi responded that NPCA is committed to engaging the public on all its major projects. There are different approaches to public engagement based on the size and scale of projects. For example, work recently completed at Rockway Conservation Area was a major site enhancement project with 2 public consultations. For regular infrastructure upgrades, like what has been occurring at St. John's this year, the approach is different. Information signs at the site provide a link to the conservation area's website where visitors can learn more about the upgrades and provide feedback. While regular updates for this upgrade project have been ongoing, any major changes regarding the use of site, like paid parking, always incorporates community input. As such, park visitors will have opportunities to provide input in the coming months. Sinibaldi insisted that the installation of new automated gates at the site is necessary to replace existing manual gates that are operationally challenging and do not provide the required level of safety. The new gating system will be controlled remotely, and will also allow NPCA to better manage site access to restrict unauthorized activities and non-permitted behavior, like illegal dumping and vandalism, which are costly to regularly clean up, and place an increased demand on our staff. Automated gates will help keep St. John's safe and open and accessible year-round for public use, said Sinibaldi. Upgrades at St. John's include the creation of a new accessible trail to the pond and public washrooms, the addition of 6 new accessible parking spaces, rehabilitation of the entrance and main driveway, and 2 new replacement boardwalks, at a cost of approximately $400,000, said Sinibaldi. Asked how the NPCA can justify charging for access when the park is used mostly by young families and retirees, Sinibaldi responded, NPCA has always been sensitive and responsive to the needs of families, retirees, and disadvantaged members in the communities it serves. Approximately 90% of NPCA's parks are free to access for everyone, including young families and retirees. Over the course of the last 4 years since COVID-19, St. John's has experienced a 20% increase in visitation year over year. As a result of this increased use, the site has experienced unprecedented wear and tear. In order to sustainably address the impacts of increased visitation and the site's deteriorating visitor amenities and front gates, reinvestment in the site is critically needed. On the issue of funding, Hussain noted that the Ontario government has decreased financial support significantly in successive years. Over time, we've gone from 50% provincial funding down to 4% in our 2024 budget, she said. The NPCA has been further restricted by Conservation Authorities Act changes, meaning we're having to rely more on self-funding options. We've also seen an escalation in non-permitted activities which can damage our properties. This has occurred at all of the NPCA sites. I would like to see St. John's remain openly accessible. We'll have to see what determination our board makes. The Office of Niagara West MPP Sam Osterhoff did not respond when asked for comment regarding cuts to NPCA funding by the Ontario government. Sinibaldi said that the NPCA is still determining what paid parking at the site would look like operationally, and there are several steps to complete prior to finalizing any decision in the spring, including input of the NPCA board and its community stakeholders. For more information on NPCA's plans for St. John's, and to provide feedback, visit the https://npca.ca/parks-recreation/conservation-areas/st.johns.